This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Communication systems in the Gaza Strip were down for a second day with no fuel to power the internet and phone networks, causing aid agencies to halt cross-border deliveries of humanitarian supplies, even as they warned people may soon face starvation. Israel's military continued operating overnight into Friday in the northern Gaza Strip, but has said it is now consolidating its control of the area. A big day at the APEC summit as U.S. President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping made their pitches to Pacific nations. Here's VOA's Anita Powell.
And pitch they did, with summit host President Joe Biden on Thursday touting his nation's brisk economic growth to CEOs. A not-so-subtle jab at China's sluggish growth, and the results when governments partner with the U.S.
For decades, America's enduring commitment to the region has been a springboard that's enabled growth.
Chinese President Xi Jinping reminded each delegation he met with of China's status as a major trading partner, assuring them he has no desire to fight a war and soothing investors' concerns amid Beijing's tightening security rules and growing military ambitions.
China has no intention to challenge or replace the U.S. Instead, we are glad to see it confident.
Anita Powell, VOA News, San Francisco.
Protesters in Madrid clashed with riot police on Thursday after Spain's socialists reached a deal with a Catalan separatist party for government support, which includes amnesties for people involved with Catalonia's failed 2017 independence bid. Spain's parliament had voted to make Pedro Sanchez prime minister for another term on Thursday, ending a protracted deadlock after an inconclusive general election in July. This is VOA News. Rescuers drilled deeper into the rubble of a collapsed road tunnel in northern India to fix wide pipes for 40 workers trapped underground for a six-day to crawl to their freedom. A disaster management official said Friday drilling with a new machine has covered a stretch of about 24 meters so far, and it may require up to 60 meters to enable the trapped workers' escape. The workers have been trapped since Sunday when a landslide caused part of the tunnel to collapse. A U.S. federal jury on Thursday convicted a right-wing conspiracy theorist of a hammer attack on the husband of then House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Here's Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer with more.
David Wayne DePapp broke into the Pelosi San Francisco home in early morning hours in October 2022 and struck Paul Pelosi over the head with a hammer. The 82-year-old was knocked unconscious and hospitalized for several days, undergoing surgery for skull fractures. The former speaker was away in Washington at the time. Evidence showed DePapp was driven by right-wing conspiracy theories spread by QAnon. DePapp told the jury he planned to kidnap Nancy Pelosi, interrogate her, and break her kneecaps if he found her to be lying.
Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer, who says DePapp also faces further charges, including attempted murder in California state court. U.S. President Joe Biden has signed a temporary spending bill one day before much of the government was to run out of money. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The temporary spending measure keeps government funding at current levels for about two more months, while lawmakers negotiate a long-term package. It splits the deadlines for passing full-year appropriations into 2 days. The two deadlines were pushed by the new Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson, who said he would not support any further stopgap funding measures. The spending bill does not include a request from the White House for nearly $106 billion for wartime aid for Israel and Ukraine, and it does not provide humanitarian funding for Palestinians or for U.S. border security. Donna Warder, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden and his Mexican counterpart Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador will meet Friday in San Francisco, California, to discuss the fentanyl and migration crises that straddle their shared border. The talks on the sidelines of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Regional Summit come as the two issues promised to weigh heavily in next year's U.S. election, in which Biden is seeking a second term. I'm Joe Ramsey.